Welcome to another one of our life-giving and life-changing stories. Our life-giving and life-changing stories are about our life's journey and our experiences along the way. You'll hear from people who have agreed to share about one of their life events, a life event that was life-giving and life-changing. We thank you for listening and joining us on this journey.
How you guys doing? My name is Jeffrey Price. I just turned 40 October the 11th. I was raised in Chicago, the South Side, the Robert Taylor Projects. My mom, she was a school teacher. My dad was a truck driver. I was pretty much in a good position in life to succeed. We moved from the projects to the East Side, the South Shore area. I started hanging out with some rough people that was, you know, living a street life, and I wasn't really cut like that to live a street life. So I started hanging with them, started learning some things. At 13, I picked up my first gun. I started basically robbing people. And, you know, considering I wasn't a dumb kid, I started being smart about how to rob people, you know? And I started getting greedy. You know, I never really had, you know, large sums of money. So once I got a taste of money and how easy it was to get it, you know, by taking it, you know, at gunpoint, it became an addiction. And that led me to being incarcerated at a young age. I went to into juvenile custody. Being in that situation, I'm around people that was car thieves. I'm around people that was burglars. So I started hearing their story, and it's like I started absorbing that negativity. And when I was released, I came home with more knowledge on how to be a criminal. And I started engaging in different activities, you know, in addition to back again robbing. And my mom, she was praying for me, always prayed for me. And she always told me, you know, just talk to me. Like, I don't know what you're going through, but just talk to me. And for whatever reason, it's to break my heart to tell my mom, you know, I'm out here robbing people, mom, because it wasn't no logical reason for me to do it. You know, it's not like I was poor. It's not like I needed to do it. It was just something inside me that just compelled me to do it, to make these dumb decisions. And that led to me being incarcerated once again. Calling my mom from the county jail, you know, crying to her, telling her, you know, to come get me. And she put her foot down, like, you know, I asked you to be honest with me, you didn't. So, you know, you made your bed, now you got to lay in it. But she wasn't a mom, that wasn't her character, you know, because she was there the next day, being supportive, loving me, asked me what she can do. And my third time, I went to prison. This time I was facing natural life, considering I was a three-time felon. Because if you do the same three crimes and they're violent, you're automatically eligible for natural life in prison. And when I got incarcerated that time, it's like, you know, I'm thinking, as usual, I can get out of this. You know, I could get me a good lawyer. It's not going to be that severe. But when it became real, when I stood in front of the judge, and they said they was assigning a special prosecutor to my case, and they was pursuing a natural life sentence for me. That's when my heart dropped. That's when I knew it was serious. And that was my breaking point. Like, I just couldn't take it no more. I'm like, you know, I'm out here robbing these people for little or nothing. And now I'm about to spend the rest of my life in jail. It's not worth it. It just didn't add up. So at that moment, I called upon God. And it's sad, but that was the moment I called upon God, you know. And I asked him to help me. And it looked rough. It looked like it was over for me, you know, because a lot of people that was there for me when I had money, when I had cars, when I had apartments, they wasn't there when I was in that courtroom. You know, when the judge said they was assigned a special prosecutor because I was a menace to society, you know, that's when it got real. Because when I looked them back at me, I didn't see them crowds of people that was out there with me when I was doing the wrong. But so I prayed, and like I said, it didn't get easy. I was actually sentenced to 28 years in prison. But through the grace of God, I went back to court. It was a technicality in my case. And that 28 years went to 14 years. I ended up only doing 13 years. I just came home 6 months ago. I got my own apartment, my own truck. I got a good job. And I give all praise to God.